Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
About 10 years ago, the last movie palace showing Chinese films closed in Chinatown, New York. It was located at 91 and 93 Bowery. The closing of that theater, however, spawned a film festival, the New York Asian Film Festival, which is going on this week. And one of the founders of the New York Asian Film Festival is Grady Hendricks, and he's with us this week on Spectrum. Grady, tell us, how did this film festival get started?
The reason we started this is a bunch of us used to go to the Music Palace, which was the last Chinese movie theater in North America. And we went for years. And we didn't know each other. We were always suspicious of who these other white people were in the audience. And the Music Palace closed down in 99, going into 2000. And we sort of got in touch with each other to see what we could do, because we realized that once it closed, no one was going to bring the movies we liked to the U.S. anymore, to New York. They were going to bring art films. They were going to bring Zhang Yimou films. But they weren't going to bring blockbusters. They weren't going to bring comedies. They weren't going to bring Chow Sing-ji films. And so we decided if no one else was going to do it, we would. We had no background. We threw in a little money each and started doing it. And it's sort of grown like some kind of horrible fungus. And
what was your initial interest in Asian media, Asian film in the first place? I mean, you didn't just show up one day, or did you?
Actually, yes, we did just show up one day. I mean, I can't speak for all four of us, but for me, the Music Palace was $6 for a double feature. I was a college student. I was broke. And I started going, and one day they showed Stephen Chow's Love on Delivery, and it blew my mind. And at that point, that was my Road to Damascus moment. There was no turning back.
So what was the next logical progression after the four of you decided to do something? What was the something you decided to do?
Well, we decided to start showing these films, and the first thing we did was down at the Anthology Film Archive, which is sort of an artsy little nonprofit film theater in the East Village. We did a Johnny To retrospective back in 2000, and people came, and we did some newer Korean movies like Park Chan-wook's films and things like that in 2001, and more people came, and we did a Choi Hark retrospective. And then around 2002, we thought, you know, let's do a festival of sort of the latest and greatest. And we called it the New York Asian Film Festival, and our lives have never been the same since.
What about connecting with the filmmakers in Asia? How did that occur? Did you have a little trouble at first getting that long-distance thing worked out?
When we started out, there actually still was a distribution network in the U.S. for Hong Kong film. And, you know, Tai Sing was around, Pine Tree was around, another small distributor that's name always I forget. But over the years, you know, we just started doing this. People started hearing about us. We would invite some filmmakers. They would come over. I mean, one year, Fuji TV sent the entire cast of their big hit, Umizaru, in the middle of summer, dressed completely in wetsuits and scuba tanks, to do a stage show at the Anthology. I think they were shocked at what they found down there. We were not this big-time festival. But it was a hell of a lot of fun, and it just sort of builds from there.
Was there a real turning point when you gave yourself the fist and said, yes, that this is going to work, this is successful, and we are going to be able to continue it on an annual basis?
Never. This year, we're about 2 days away from the festival, and I cannot sleep, and I'm convinced we will fail. We have never relaxed. We cannot take this audience for granted. It's too hard to sell tickets to Asian movies in the U.S. We can't stop worrying.
Tell us a little bit about the films you have for this year. How many are there? How many did you have to see to get to the number that you could bring to the festival? And some of the statistics like that that I'm sure are mind-boggling.
This year, I actually just looked at our tracking list about a week ago. We've got about 47 movies in the festival, all features, two programs of shorts. And we watched 421 feature films to get to the 47. So it's about a 10-to-1 ratio. And our real criteria is we have to love the movie, and we have to know it'll play to a New York audience. I mean, you know, there's so much content out there. I really think that the big challenge these days is curation. you can rent 20,000 movies from Netflix, but how can you find the six or seven that are really going to appeal to you? And that's sort of our what we're selling with the festival is we've watched 421 movies, so you don't have to.
Is it mandatory that the films be subtitled before you would consider them, or that they have to have some language connection to the audience that you're trying to reach?
Absolutely. They have to be subtitled. We're not interested in preaching to the choir. You know, the urge that motivates us is stupidity, and the same urge that motivates you when you want to show someone a movie you love. We want people to see these. We want them to get it. We want new audiences to come in and love these movies as much as we do. That's why we're at Lincoln Center. You know, it's not a very intuitive jump for us, but we want to reach those poor, underprivileged, undercultured, underexposed audiences on the Upper West Side and show them what's out there.
For the listeners that are just now joining us, we're talking with our special guest. His name is Grady Hendrix. He's with the New York Asian Film Festival, which is going on right now, started a few days ago from the date of this broadcast, which is Sunday morning. And you'll be going on until when? And let's go through some of the statistics on the venues, the prices, the ticketing, that sort of thing.
So we're going to run from June 25th to July 8th. From the 1st to the 4th, we're working with Japan Society. So we're going to be at the Walter Reed Theater of Lincoln Center the entire time. And then for those 4 days, the 1st through the 4th, we're at Japan Society. They have a festival called Japan Cuts, which is new Japanese film that sort of spins off the back of us. And Friday and Saturdays at midnight, we're down at our own old home of the IFC Center down in the West Village, showing real grindhouse exploitation movies down there. Tickets are cheaper than they've ever been. They're about $12 general admission at IFC, Walter Reed, and Japan Society. However, at the Walter Reed, you can get 10 tickets for $99, so it's about $9 a ticket. Students, I think, pay it's like $5 or $6, but some ridiculously low price. And for the first time ever, we're offering senior and student prices, actually. We've never done it before. So,
are the tickets available at the venue, or can they order them in advance through the website or on the phone or what?
If you want to buy tickets, if you want to really make sure you're going to get into something, buy them online. Go to subwaycinema.com, like subwaycarcinema.com. All the links to ticket sales, showtimes, write-ups for the film's trailers are right there. Otherwise, just come down to the box office.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck with this event. What do you do for the rest of the year? Wait for next year?
When the festival ends for 2 months, none of us who do this festival talk to each other. And then we sleep a lot. And then we start arguing over movies again. And the whole thing begins. The whole business is cyclical. When we started this in 2000, no one cared about Asian films. 2003 or so, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Hero. Suddenly Miramax was in there, and Lionsgate, and Warner Brothers, and 20th Century Fox. Now, no one cares again. So, you know, it's cyclical. Eventually something will break big and come back. But, you know, it's like Batman says about criminals. Distributors are a cowardly and superstitious lot, and right now they're not in the Asian film business.
One more time, give us the website for all the information for the Asian Film Festival in New York.
It's subwaycinema.com. That's subway like a subway train, cinema like a movie theater.com. That's trailers, write-ups, schedules, and ticket buying.
Hey, Grady, thanks a lot and good luck.
Oh, geez, we need it. Thanks.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio. A weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@chinaamericahitradio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.